folks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scatty-dee-bop, shabadooey.
I'm ready. You ready?
I think so. Are you recording?
I'm recording.
Oh.
Then let's start.
Mike likes to sneak up on me and catch me unawares.
Thanks for listening to another episode.
And welcome to Pork Therapy. How are you, listeners? We're very excited that you're here. And we're on the love bed tonight, aren't we, Mike?
We're on the love bed of Richard.
We're on the love bed of Sam A. Robrin, aren't we?
Oh, I just gave away his secret identity.
Oh. We're so happy to be here. And we also have a special guest. I'm sorry for the laughter. Mike is pushing me.
I'm trying to stop her from eating the microphone.
I won't stand for this abuse. You think you're just the boss of me? Well, you're not.
I'm just the boss of the mic.
You are. And we have a guest with us today. Notice I didn't say the S word, Mike.
Yay!
Aren't you happy I cleaned
cured.
Up my act?
Maybe very not. Special of you to say that.
Oh, no, you said it for me. Would you like to introduce yourself, our special guest, who has a first, has set a record for Pork Therapy because he actually wrote down his question. This is the first time this ever happened in the history of our show. What's your name, special guest?
I'm Johnny Ray.
Hi, Johnny Ray.
Hello.
We're so glad you're here. Well, should we get into the question or should we pontificate a little bit? I think we need to make a special announcement because it is Cooper's party and we're here and we're very happy, but we can't neglect the historical appearance of Sally the Pirate on the stripper pole at Porkfest.
I can neglect it.
Well, you licked the pole.
I can deny it.
I mean, I'm sorry, not you. Sally. Sally licked the pole. She waxed her mustache for the occasion. She shaved her chest hair. Oh, no, she didn't shave anything. She was just as hairy as ever.
No one has any clue what we're talking about, fortunately.
If you look at our profile picture on Facebook, you may have a clue.
Yeah, that's Sally and Stephanie.
That's right. And Sally only comes out once or twice a year, but we're very happy when she does because it's always a very... special occasion. Anyway, so let's get to the question.
Let's jump into Cooper real quick because Johnny Ray mentioned him. Cooper's a friend of all of ours and a fellow liberty activist.
And he's leaving.
He's actually leaving New Hampshire at least for a few years to finish some schooling.
Yes, we can't say that we approve, but we're still here celebrating his
I approve
time.
That he's got to do what's right for him, and I'm just going to miss him.
Yes, I'm going to miss him too, and I think a lot of people are. So maybe we'll try to have him on the show and stage an intervention a little bit later.
somebody should find him. Drag him in here.
I think we should do an episode
drag
on him. I agree.
Just kicking
at least
and screaming because we
for
love
a moment,
that.
He can do that for us.
Yes.
And all of you.
He can give us that much, can't he?
Yeah.
I think so.
He's a legend.
We decided.
He is. But so are you, and you have a prepared question.
Yes,
so let's
you're
get into
a legendary
that one first.
Because you're the first one who's written down your question. So lay it on us, Johnny Ray. Let's hear what you wrote down.
And that's right.
By the way, Johnny Ray is springing this question on us. We have no idea what it is. So get ready. Prepare yourself. Here it comes.
I also, on my notes, I have a tribute to Cooper.
Wow! Oh, that's so sweet.
Is it a haiku?
So, Cooper, it's just a short statement.
Gotcha.
Cooper's one of the great lovers of Keene, and has been since he got here, so I think it's appropriate that you're doing your show here at his going-away party.
At his farewell party in the Keene area.
True.
Yes, I agree.
All right. Wait, this is not a funeral. This is a going-away party. Johnny Ray wrote an obituary.
I'm sad, Cooper.
I'm sad, too.
Because Cooper...
He's not dying. He's just going to Colorado.
But he loved me, and it hurts to
everybody
have...
loves you.
Thank you, Stephanie. Okay, so are you ready for my question?
I am so ready.
I need to prepare myself a little bit more. Okay, go ahead. Now I'm ready.
I have a question about etiquette.
Okay.
Traditional convention. And Mike, I sort of apologize because you're sort of a strike the root guy in these arbitrary
fuck etiquette
day by day conventions and stuff.
Right. I think we have a member of our peanut gallery who also feels the same way about etiquette.
Okay, so I was...
You've been interrupting our guests. I'm sorry, Johnny Ray. Go ahead.
You're one of us.
Go ahead.
All right, so...
I was taking a lady home, and this was on our second date.
Oh.
And she... I ran out and opened the door for her to climb in, took her home. And when
you
we got
to climb in your car?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And when we got home, she like remarked that it was unusual and she enjoyed me going and opening the door.
Okay.
And I enjoyed that. And you know, it made me feel pretty
Did
cool.
Did you get off on it?
Okay.
I'm sorry, Johnny Ray. Continue. You enjoyed opening the door for her, yeah.
Right, and that she had enjoyed it enough to say, "Hey, that was pretty awesome."
Mm-hmm.
So I kept doing it, but then sometimes there would come a time when, like, I would open the door for her as well. And so this is sort of an age-old question. Are there any guidelines to go by when assessing the situation yourself about, I don't know, Mike, do you ever pull chairs out for a lady and open the door?
Mike, are you kidding?
Please. I do nice things.
Oh, that's really good, Johnny Ray.
I do some nice things. I try not to be traditional just because I don't like tradition for tradition's sake. You know,
I open doors for ladies all the time.
Yeah, and I bet they like that.
they do.
Yeah, but I'm kind of like I said, tradition for tradition's sake is meaningless to me. So why do you open the door for someone? Because it's nice. So why do it just for ladies?
Right.
I open the door for anyone who's around me if they seem to be heading to the door.
Well, if you do it at the Keene District Court, they'll tell you not to be polite.
That won't stop me either.
Yeah, that's what happened at the Fiji outreach.
What else do I do that way? I don't pull out chairs for anyone because that seems like, to me, it seems like overkill. Like, you know, your hands might be full or maybe you're not paying attention or I've opened the door already so I'll get it for you. That seems nice, but pulling out someone's chair...
If you pull it out once, they might expect it from then on.
No, I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about anything.
That's part of the question.
Is what? The expectations in the future?
Does she expect it now?
Well, no, like, the night after that, when I was taking her home, I was like, ha-ha, I have some information, I have some knowledge. So when we got there, I jumped out and ran around and opened the door for her. And it was awesome. And then there came a time, you know, later
on, many days later,
as the weeks went by, that it was like, well, I feel a little silly opening the door because she is, it's probably just going to slow her down. There's no reason
She has to wait for you to go around the car to open it, right?
Yeah. But I can imagine some couples where the guy always, every single time,
they've built it into a tradition.
Opens the door for her to get out and to get in, and both of them love it.
Uh-huh.
Well, see, okay, here's what I'm hearing. You're a little bit confused about what to do. If I were you, I would ask her when, like, hey, I know that you liked it that one time that I opened the door for you and you told me and that was great, but I was kind of just wondering, like, does it ever just slow you down? Would you prefer that I don't do that? When do you prefer that I do that? What do you think about that approach, Mike?
I like communication. I like strike the
rules. What you're saying is be honest and communicate.
Hey, it's key in all relationships.
It's true because, you know, I think every relationship has a certain amount of this kind of guesswork where it's like, you know, should I rub their shoulders? Maybe they like that. Maybe they don't. Maybe they like it sometimes, but maybe they don't like it other times.
Or
and
some,
so it's
some,
better to ask.
Yeah,
right?
Some etiquette, some traditions they may like opening the door, and some they might not, like pulling out the chair.
Yeah, sure.
Who knows?
And even
it's total preference.
I think that applies to sex too. Like if you're doing something and you don't know if the person likes it or not, you can say, "Hey, does that feel good? Would you prefer this? What? How about this?" And you know, most people will say yes or no, or you know, give you some info, right?
Absolutely.
Not that you needed advice with that, Johnny Ray, but I thought
she
I was
just likes to throw in sex once in a while.
Once in a while. Yeah, so, I mean, does that answer your question, or do you think... I don't think there's, like, at least to me, there's not, like, an unwritten code about when to do those things and when not to.
Ironic that you say that, because to me, etiquette is an unwritten code. I mean,
it
you
is,
could read...
although Williams claims that there's a book where it's all written down,
well,
but
there
I don't
there
know
is.
If it says... has guidelines about the chairs.
Well, there probably does have guidelines about the chairs and which silverware to put in the right place and you know how low to bow when you're whatever. But God. it's all relatively arbitrary. And I think we learned on our long ago episode on etiquette that it's basically these traditions basically came up as a way to make people feel a little more comfortable in uncertain situations. Right? You don't know what to do, so this is what we do. This is what this is what society's declared normal. You pull the chair out for the lady.
And to show consideration for other people, too.
Well, yes,
that's another reason,
but look how arbitrary it is. You pull a chair out for a lady.
Absolutely.
Why?
You pull it out. Well,
why not put a napkin on her lap?
Some women get offended when you do that. Some of them say, like, hey, I can do it myself. I don't need your help, you know? So
There's a couple of novelists. Frank Herbert, who's very popular. Richard is probably familiar, certainly, with Frank Herbert. And R. Scott Baker, and they both created universes where etiquette was something that was just as powerful as religion.
Oh,
and
that's
interesting. It was discussed often, and it was a really important part of like the social order.
That's fascinating. So, how would they have resolved this issue of not knowing what to do and how much of it to do?
They would ask a priest, right? An etiquette priest.
There would be an arbitrary rule. You see, there are no automobiles in either Frank Herbert's or...
Oh, so they didn't have the car door issue.
...R. Scott Baker's universes.
Right. So, but what I'm saying is, in their universes, whatever one rule of etiquette was, which was apparently much more important than it is here, what would happen... Was anyone ever confused about etiquette in these novels?
Well, yes, because they were very comprehensive... and went through all strata of society.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of like the legal code today.
Okay. Oh,
and there were masters. There were like etiquette lawyers who knew exactly how much to tip the head when acknowledging.
That's fascinating.
Yeah,
that's totally the opposite of what etiquette is in our society, where it's incredibly vague and arbitrary. Theirs is codified and strict.
So then that's not really etiquette. It's more like a law.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah. Was there etiquette enforced by anything?
No.
Okay.
Oh, so it's
well,
not
so
like...
it's more like a code, I guess.
Yeah.
Somewhat voluntary. I guess it was probably enforced by...
So are you kind of asking, hoping that there's some similar code in this society that you just don't know about?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I think you have to ask. And I think it's probably regional, too. Like, where are you from, Johnny Ray?
I'm from North Carolina.
Yeah, see,
I bet right off the bat you have a lot more politeness built into your local culture than I do from California.
Absolutely.
I bet you say, sir, to men you don't know? Is that older men than you? Like, I don't know.
I like to say it to, like, friends or people
friends.
I'm trying to be buddies with.
I never grew up saying sir to anyone.
Sure. And I came from Massachusetts where women would get offended if you opened the door for them because they were, you know, feminists and say, or, you know, traditional, what is it, not individualist feminists, but, like, the socialist feminists who would say, like,
militant
hey,
feminists.
I don't need you to do that for me. I can perfectly capable
yeah,
of doing
you think
myself.
I'm incapable, right?
Yeah.
So it's certainly cultural, it's certainly...
That's why I think you have to ask, because everybody's so individual and everybody's so different, and I think... If she thought it was sweet.
I don't know, it's kind of fun to try and solve that mystery, though.
Just trying different etiquette
asking
out and
sort
seeing
of
what she,
does
how
take
she reacts.
Mystery out.
Yeah,
I agree.
Sure.
But for me, I prefer to have less ambiguity to more mystery. You know?
Oh, that reminds me of something I was thinking about the other day vis a vis you two. And honestly.
You were thinking about us the other day?
Honesty.
What were you doing at the time? I'm sorry.
No problem. Communication.
Call me ma'am, okay?
Wow.
Women don't like to be called man.
Miss.
For the most part. And that's what I do, Mike.
You call them miss.
I call everybody miss.
Right, I'm not saying
I don't know.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm saying, culturally, I never grew up calling anyone miss or sir. It's
it was just
normal
hey, you.
Where I grew up. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jairi. Could you continue with what you were saying? You were thinking about us when you were alone the other day, and something happened, and then...
Wow, that's
exactly.
Good.
Precisely so, Stephanie.
Miss Stephanie.
Precisely so, Miss.
Well, in Stephanie's case, it's Mistress Stephanie.
Yeah. No comment.
Okay, so seriously, you were thinking
about
it
honesty and communication.
Yeah.
How about sometimes when you're communicating non-verbally? Can that sometimes like? I don't know. That's like a whole show. Can you sometimes? How do you evaluate how well you're communicating non-verbally and what that throws you to say verbally? or not can...
Do you have an example of something that...
No, I don't. This is a half-baked idea. I don't spend that much time thinking about you guys. Just a moment here and there.
Oh, we're hearing fireworks in the background of Cooper's farewell.
Yeah.
I would say we should do a whole show on that. Because I think what you're saying is, when you communicate non-verbally, how can you be sure you're actually communicating what you want? Is that... Yeah.
Example.
Hold on, Peanut Gallery.
If you got out of the car and walked into the store and you turn around and she was still sitting in the car, that'd be a good hint that she expected you to open the door.
Yeah. Or if she's,
Or if she's getting an etiquette lawyer. If she's calling an etiquette lawyer on her cell phone, you're in trouble.
Exactly.
And there was that article that we read that said 93% of all communication is nonverbal.
That's right. Some kind of study said a huge proportion of communication is nonverbal. So hand gestures, facial expressions, body language.
Yeah, and that totally makes sense, especially when you're talking to someone in person. Although if you're chatting and you're on email.
Yeah, but look how crappy that communication is. How many misunderstandings there are, how much sarcasm and humor is lost.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
And there's still inflection.
Inflection, absolutely. Intonation.
Sure.
Crazy accents. Oh, sorry.
Emoticons. Yeah, so...
Yeah, imagine if we spoke in emoticons, ...
XD. anyway, so yeah, nonverbal communication is important. I think a lot of it is read and understood on the subconscious level, too, you know? I think when you get a gut feeling, like, if you see a look on your girlfriend's face, or you see, you know, your friend looking a certain way, or standing a certain way... I think you read that on a subconscious level and you understand, hey, he looks kind of mad right now, I better back off, or I don't think she liked that very much, maybe I'll try something different, or, you know, whatever. Or, oh, she did like that very much. So, I don't know, what do you have to say about that, Mike?
I agree, but I think if you're trying to determine whether or not you're non-verbally communicating, I guess, well, maybe it just takes, like, well, of course, communication, but practice. Like... If you have...
Yeah, like, the better you get to know someone...
If you're trying
to give
a facial
gesture... Like, I know
Mike
pretty well, and sometimes when he frowns and he makes a certain look on his face, like in every picture of us that's taken together, I know that he's confused
that's
about
really
something.
Happiness. Yeah, but maybe if you're typically throwing a facial gesture or some hand signal or something to a friend or, a romance, and it continually is misinterpreted and she's not doing what you're expecting, then maybe throw in some verbal there and say,
sure,
hey, what did you think I just said? No, this is what I mean. And then you could, if you guys are, long-term, then maybe you could form your own language or shape it better.
Yeah.
Your own nonverbal language.
I always prefer explicit and verbal communication to sort of ambiguous nonverbal stuff. Although nonverbal creeps into everything you say, right? Or do. He's
and,
nodding
and
his head.
Yes.
Very funny, Johnny Ray. Oh, so did we answer your questions?
You did a wonderful job of answering my questions.
You did a very fantastic job of asking them.
Thanks, Mike.
Missed it.
And I'm serious.
You did do a wonderful job of answering. Of asking. And the fireworks are exploding, so we better...
That's because our show is done and so fantastic, they're shooting off fireworks.
Oh, Mike, congratulations.
Can I say goodbye to everybody before I go?
You have my permission.
Well, actually, you should tell him to ask Mike on a date.
Goodbye, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to the show, and I hope you enjoyed it. And I want to say to all of the ladies.
Poor guys.
Oh, maybe it's a specific message to the ladies. Let me finish.
Okay.
To go ahead and ask Mike out on a date.
Hey.
And how can they do that, Johnny Ray?
Mike at porktherapy.com.
That was beautiful. Brought tears to my eyes.
Mine too, for a different reason.
His calendar is looking pretty open tomorrow night, so ladies, give him an email. And you know what? While you're at it, you should check us out on the web at porktherapy.com. That's porctherapy.com.
You can ask us your own question at, you can email us at questions@porktherapy.com.
Or you can even call us at 419-PT-LOVE-4. And you know what?
No.
If you want to sing your own rendition of the theme song, because we actually have Hannah here tonight, but she was a little too shy. She hadn't warmed up.
Too shy to sing it
she
live.
She didn't want to sing it up at the Pork Fest. We should have recorded that and used it as like an alternate theme song. But if you want to sing us your own rendition of the Pork Therapy theme, you should call us at 419-PT-LOVE-4.
And just sing
just
it out.
Just belt it out. Just let it all free.
That would be awesome.
We would love that. So thanks for listening, and may all your communication be direct and honest and happy and healthy, and ask Mike out on a date.
Aye. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, because Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy. Advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419.